Quiet Me. Written by Gray Michalia and read by Litra. A supernatural fan fiction. Rated teen. Relationship: Gabriel Sam. Summary: a prompt about one character making another character be quiet. The guitar started up first, and Sam groaned, pulling his pillow over his head. Bad enough he had to work night shifts, and he was asleep all damn day. But then he had to come home to Call Me Maybe, played on repeat in the apartment next door. It was enough to drive anyone to drink, no matter how golden Gabriel's eyes were, or the way they creased at the corners when he laughed. He rolled over, and the bass line thumped on, and finally Sam couldn't take it anymore. He bounced upright and stalked to his CD stand, muttering to himself, "Thinks he knows music. He doesn't know from music. I will show him music." His arms full of CDs, he stormed out of his apartment and down the hall, and used his fist to bang on the door to 302. His neighbor opened it and grinned up at him. "Hey, Stretch, how's it going?" Carly Rae Jepsen warbled on, and Sam snarled, shoving the CDs at the shorter man. "Here, educate yourself, because if you don't, I swear to Christ, I don't care how long we've been friends, I'm going to end up beating you to death with my CD stand of decent music." He spun on his heel and stomped away, fuming, as Gabriel gaped after him. The music stopped a few seconds later and didn't start up again. Three days passed. 3 days of utter, wonderful silence. Sam got home Saturday morning after a long, exhausting night, and fell into bed with a blissful moan, pulling the blankets up over his shoulders. The guitar started first, and Sam whimpered into his pillow. Then he rolled over to listen. That was one of his albums playing. The song ended, and a track from a completely different album started. Sam blinked, confused. Then the third song started. Sam sat bolt upright, a suspicion growing in his mind, and scrambled for a pen and paper. He wrote down the first three titles, and then he waited, barely breathing. The fourth song started, and Sam wrote down the title, his hand trembling a little, and waited for the song to end. And then the fifth song began, and Sam laughed out loud as he scribbled and then stared at the paper, still somewhat disbelieving. "You already know. I want to be yours. Every night. It's up to you now. Are you mine?" It was a coincidence. Had to be. Gabriel had just decided he liked those songs and chosen to play only them. The next one would be Toxic or something. Sam was imagining things. The last song ended, and You Already Know started up again. Sam waited through three cycles of all five songs before he couldn't stand it anymore, and he dashed out of his apartment. Gabriel wrenched his door open before Sam could knock and dragged him inside, going up on tiptoe to crush their mouths together. Sam kissed him back, laughing and dizzy. "Took you long enough," Gabriel growled when he finally broke for air. "I swear, you need a clue by four upside the head to get through to you." "Shut up and kiss me again," Sam said.